Damien, the last four of an All-Ireland series, the weather's good. How is the form among the boys? I'm sure it's great preparing a team at this time of year.
Well, it's great. We're through summertime now, the heatwave, etc. Not that we had it on Carrick and Shannon with the rain and stuff, but no, the boys are in good form. Looking forward to the challenge that's ahead, you know. It's great to be in an All-Ireland semi-final for them, you know.
It's a long time since we spoke down at Glen after the league final and you shipped a goal, and he's been around a few corners since in terms of games and in terms of everything. How are you happy with the progress overall, development-wise?
My progress has been great. You know, the league final, like in previous 10 years I've had, we've lost league finals as well, and they were always a great basis for sharpening things and getting things together coming into the championship, and it really did act as that for us, you know. We were in good shape in the group stages of the championship, but a few really easy games which left us actually in a precarious enough position, getting into play Donegal, who had a real sort of tough run of three or four games in a row before they come into play us, and they gave us a serious game at the level and the intensity they brought it, you know, and it was a brilliant semi-final to win. You know, we still won it by 5 points, which is a significant win in a championship semi-final, but it set us up properly for the final again, Mono, which was now a real test, you know, and you know, the development out of those two games is huge, no matter about anything else in terms of the whole season, you know. So look, it's massive experience, massive development. We used a good few players throughout it, and you know, we would see ourselves as learned plenty in those two games in particular.
The last time you're here as minor manager, it was under 18. What have you noticed in terms of preparing that team that's slightly younger? Is there much difference, or what have you noticed?
Well, to be fair, I suppose when you're here before, you still had a cohort of under 17s, maybe 6 or 7 on each team, who were strong and there for 2 years or minor. But overall, there's a mature enough group. I have to be saying, not just saying that, they really, you know, they settle their heads, they're listening, they want to develop, they're not getting carried away, etc. So from that point of view, this particular group has shown a real good maturity, you know, and even with the lads that's, you know, maybe not making the team and not making the 24, which is a real, real tough spot at minor level for lads to keep their, just to keep the hunger with it and keep the heads up and stuff. They've been mature with that too, and it's a credit to them all. Like, and the whole group work hard together, and you know, the training every night is top notch, and that's credit to the whole squad, you know.
When you get a chance to look at the Galway game, what was the sort of thoughts? It was a good result on the face of it, watching it, you were in control, but when you took a look at it, were you still happy enough of how things went?
Yeah, look, you had to be happy enough with it. We were through a bit of a sidestep with the conditions just landing, and it rained for the whole match when the rest of the country was still in sunshine, and we hadn't been training with a wet ball for a few weeks, and that can be a... But the same for both sides, obviously. But no, we thought we controlled the game for sure. Plenty we can take out of it, surely, in terms of development as well. But thankfully, no, it went well. We were happy enough with the performance. I mean, it was fairly commanding, and defensively we were sound again, particularly after the, you know, felt that we had a few gaps in the Ulster final, which wasn't like us at all, you know. So it was good to get back to that sort of sense of control again.
Before we touch on the Dublin game, what does those tight games do for lads?
Well, they get to experience the intensity of it. They probably get to see the learnings of the coaching beforehand versus what you can show them after matches, and show, look, lads, we spoke of this last week, X, Y, or Z went wrong. Now you've seen for yourself what we mean, even though it had never happened. We warned you it could happen, and but you know, they also get the experience then of, you know, having to cope themselves on the pitch and make decisions themselves and stand up and show the character that they've shown so far, you know. So from all that point of view, it just brings them on, develops them as players, people, confidence wise on the pitch and off the pitch, you know. Some of the, you know, Jack McCloy was only 16 during the week there, like, so he had all that to cope with, penalties and 200 supporters standing behind him, giving him dog abuse for an hour, like, I'm only 15, so he coped with that and like a true pro, you know. And it's, you know, it just shows that's the sort of development, like, man can be fit to take anything on now, you know.
And looking ahead to Dublin, like yourselves, they're unbeaten. And you said the last time you had a chance of watching the telly, probably dug a wee bit since that, I would imagine, into them. What's the thoughts going into this last four game?
Yeah, look, they look they're a big side, the real pace about them. They enjoy the open spaces. They work really, really hard. They've shown they have a number of quality forwards, etc. Who, you know, they've scored heavily throughout Leinster, really, and you know, scored 19 points in the Leinster final against Kildare. So, as I say, they have a real athleticism about them. You can see they have a real togetherness about them too, in terms of just the, you know, the hunger and the delight and their action after wins and stuff. They're really up for it, you know. So again, like any Dublin side and the structures and stuff they have there, they're well coached and they present a significant challenge, like, you know, and that is for sure. But you're an All-Ireland semi-final, of course, that's the way it is.
What would it mean to this group if you're lucky enough to get into that final challenge for an All-Ireland?
Fuck, I'm sure. I mean,
Dublin will be the same, but from your own point of view, from this group, what would it do for them?
Okay, I mean the world to everybody, and there's a bit of enjoying that and managing that if it ever happened. And then, you know, there's a big difference in getting to one and getting the whole way, like, which is a huge distance away. So I think at this stage it's very hard to have answered the question, because we want to be just thinking about Dublin and what that presents. Like, if you think any further than that ahead, you're in a sticky wicket all over. Like, but no, Jesus, like, it goes without saying what it would mean to them, you know. And then it's how we manage it if it ever happened. But the Dubs are present that challenge. They're a big obstacle in the road.
Thanks very much, and all the best with your preparations.
No bother, Matt.